The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. Okay, Connor, I'm sure you accumulated some really good questions throughout this week. My gosh, so much is going on. I'm sure our listening audience have the same questions that you heard. So let's get right into it. Yeah, Connor, what's our first question from this week?
Yeah, it's been a long week this month.
No, it's a long month this week.
Oh, yeah, I said that backwards. Oh,
it's okay. Either way.
Shoot. Okay. Anyways, what elements turned the market into a perfect storm to the downside this week?
Well, it sounds like my newsletter. We spoke about the perfect storm. And kind of, if I can quiz you, who was a star in that? Do you remember?
Yeah, George Clooney. And there was someone else in there. It was really
Mark
good.
Wahlberg, I think, was in it. Yeah, so it's a 2000 movie. Connor, you're about a year old. When the movie came out, and it was a classic movie, basically about this fishing ship, based on a true story. It was a book first. And just hitting, for, you know, going out and getting hit with tidal waves and this thing and hitting from this side and high tides and storms and all that type of stuff. And that's when investors probably felt like this week. I mean, it was like 19 different things, you know, that kind of, again, for to see the Dow Jones on Monday fall over 1,000 points.
Yeah.
That to me was a perfect storm because, you know, we were running, had a nice tailwind, just like those fishermen had nice weather. And there's a fluke. And the fluke kind of started with Japan. And it's hard to explain, but a lot of these funds in Japan were having a lot of problems and they had to start liquidating everything from Bitcoins to technology shares. The unemployment rate went up on Friday higher than expected. The Federal Reserve, you know, not going to be probably cutting rates until September. And that's a kind of long runway between now and then. And then you add the uncertainty about the election and the uncertainty about the Middle East. And you put it together and you got yourself the perfect storm.
Yeah,
so what are your thoughts about the perfect storm, Connor?
I think there's also something going on with currency exchanges, something with like the Japanese use Australian pounds or dollars or something, whatever currency they use, and they're all trying to exchange at once. There's so much crazy stuff going on. And also I think earnings have just been a little lackluster, not as good as expected. You could definitely add that on top of the cake too. And the market has been treating even decent earnings with decent guidance not so great, just because of the posture of the market when we were coming into this. Came in really pretty hot to earnings season, and we needed some extremely blowout numbers to keep going up as well. And coupled with, I don't know if coupled is the right word, but on top of everything else that you just listed too. So there's like, I don't know, six or seven different things going on.
Yeah, high tide, a wave, a freak wave, this and that.
Yeah.
Look, the last time we had such a pronounced downturn in 3 days, Thursday, Friday, this past Monday, was during the early days of COVID, March, April, 2020. So it's very unusual to get these fluke storms. And we're going to talk a little bit about solutions, I'm sure, or some other questions, I'm sure. And but I have to remind investors, it's not supposed to be easy. The first few months of this year, or the first 6 months of this year, it kind of looked easy. The market's a bronco. It's going to try to kick you off, you know, at all times. It's not supposed to be easy. And here we are with the perfect storm, Broncos. What else we have? It's putting it all together. We expect this. We expect this is going to, we don't know what's going to happen, but we know it's going to happen. And if it's a longer term investment, this too shall pass. But I just have to remind our listening audience. We're not poo-pooing it. We understand the depth of this. And you may have looked at it online and it's like, oh my gosh, I took a big chunk down. But this is how the market works, right? It kind of goes up on a wave of escalator, comes down by a wave of elevator. You could say some of different ways, but storms are the norm. And there's a way to prepare for yourself for these storms that are going to happen. Just we don't know when, but yes, that's part of investing. The Broncos are going to try and knock you off, and your goal is to try to stay on the Bronco, even when you have 1,000-point declines like we had on Monday.
Yeah, and no, I think it's actually an outlier event to not have a huge correction, or we didn't even have like a 2% negative day in the S&P since the beginning of this year at certain points, which right. is not common. Like, you really need these washout days. It's just the market mechanics.
And when
you
have, it's the like best everyone's day we running had,
in. It's like the same concept of everyone trying to squeeze through the same door, like a bottleneck, right? Everyone's long. Everyone has long meaning. Everyone is bought, right? And then there's something occurs where it's like, oh my God, we all got to get out this door now. And then everyone's trying to rush out and you get these nasty days. And that's
a great explanation. You're right. It gets bottlenecked and everybody's running out. And yeah, there's no doubt about it. Thursday, the Dow was up over 600 points. We had a turnaround Tuesday in there. So we have a lot of volatility. So, and one thing that we've said too, you know, it used to be when I started this business 35 years ago, Connor, and of course, dog's life is 200 years, almost at 2000. People used to get statements once a quarter, you know, and then once a month, and then now online every day and looking at the values, getting upset. Now, again, if you look at it because you're curious, that's fine. But if you look at it, and all of a sudden you get agita, and then all of a sudden you make an emotional decision, then you probably shouldn't have online access right. to look at your things every day. You don't look at your house value every day either.
Yes, that's a good point.
So
it's an asset too.
You know, you gotta look at this stuff longer term. But again, the market is a Bronco. We've talked about this. We don't know when we're gonna have that freak storm like we've had that started in Japan, and then we had other things. And then on top of everything else, as you said, it gets a bottleneck where everybody's trying to get out. The dominoes go down, they get scared. Just get me out. And remember, like Warren Buffett's of the world, look at these dislocations for opportunities, that it's actually overall an opportunity.
Right.
Make volatility your friend and not your foe. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, you know, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bell Show. That's Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling, Mahoney. MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of, we put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for our newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. That's it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the storm, we're talking Broncos, not the Bronco Denver Broncos, but Broncos are trying to knock off the market. Talking about Perfect Storms, 2000 movie. Gosh, we throw all that out there because we want to educate you. We want you to be a good investor. And it's not just the numbers and learning about the stuff. It's also the emotional fortitude that one needs in weeks like this. But before we go to the next question, Connor, anything else you have on the Bronco Perfect Storm?
Yeah.
Everything that happened this past week?
I find it funny in some way. I'm not trying to call everyone dumb because it's not the case. It's just they may not have the experience and understanding of kind of like the market mechanics. It's I do feel like a lot of times when things are going really well in the market, everyone is just chilling. They're not really worried. They're like, this is great. My account is ripping. This is awesome. And then they don't do anything. And then when the market starts to crash, they're like, let's sell everything. And then say so you sell everything and then the market rips again and you're without your shares. So the idea is you kind of should play a little more incrementally. If you had shares, kind of sell some into the strength. So when you do get this kind of correction, you've been ready. You've done all you kind of could to sell some stuff along the way. And then you have some dry powder for now when the markets come back about 10%. I just feel like people get scared and
right.
sell all those shares
that
they had. And then maybe it'll go back up again. And you're kind of playing. I just feel like a lot of times people play this game completely backwards and fear the sale. And there's
By the way, and if I can underscore that for listeners and what you said, it's so important because a lot of investors, it's all or none. Buy me everything, sell me everything. Oh, the market's doing great. I want to buy everything. Market's down, sell it. A, it's incremental. And B, when the times are good, that's a time to sell a little bit, raise some cash in your account, have the powder dry for these eventualities. Yes, it is an eventuality. You're going to get some storms. I mean, sometimes they're
that's
4 years apart, like you said, but I love the idea that you said incremental because that's what we do. We don't have a crystal ball here either.
No.
But I know those who, you know, go all in or all out, they're going to be on the wrong side. It's going to be buying when everything's going up and excited and then everything goes mosh the other way. So remember, at the end of the day, we know this to be true. There's something called trim tabs. And then we get to the next question. But trim tabs, you know, they look at cash equity flows and how much money's going in.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, when you look at when the market's doing well, tens of billions of dollars are going in each month into stock funds. We also learn when the market has these huge dislocations that tens of billions of dollars are coming out of the market.
Backwards.
So that means, people are buying high, selling no. So it's one thing to say in
exactly.
a concept. But TrendTaps, who monitors this and have been around a long time, when I see these 5 years or 10 years in difficult markets and see tens of billions of dollars coming out at the low and then markets doing great, setting records and tens of billions of dollars coming in, I'm like, we got this all wrong. We got to try to reverse this if we can.
Right. I think it's either this friend of ours, maybe he stole it from Buffett, was the stock market is the only place where people fear a sale. We love sales at, you know, different places you go to.
Yeah,
the
buy one, get one free. I used to get my yoga.
There you go.
Not so much.
Everyone fears a sale in the market, nowhere else. And I understand it can be like, you know, challenging, especially if you save a bigger account. 1% on a bigger account, it didn't really start moving.
Oh, yeah, 1%
around.
On $1 million. By the way, that drop on Monday is probably closer to 3%. If you had $1 million retirement account, that's $30,000. You say, oh my God, that's like 4 months of my work to make that. And oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So don't panic, deep breath, yoga, go for a walk. Don't look at your account, whatever you need to do. This too shall pass. Okay, so I'm sure we have some other questions about this past week's heroics, I guess we can call it.
Sure. Okay, so is the AI hype gone? And what have companies been saying about their AI endeavors?
Ooh, wow. That's a sophisticated question. So AI, artificial intelligence, what we learned, now we've got through all the technology companies' earnings. We saw Apple, Microsoft, Google, AMD, NVIDIA, Donner, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid.
We're still waiting on NVIDIA, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry, NVIDIA's in a few weeks, thanks. Two weeks, actually. So, but it's really what we heard, and it was underscored, is that companies are still paying and still buying, investing in the AI build-out and so forth. So if anything, it more confirms that this is not just a couple of good quarters or a couple of months of spending or some fluke. really committed to spend in this area, from data dives to software learning to the AI part of it, that companies, and I say companies, we're talking like Meta, Tesla, Microsoft, to name a few, tens of billions of dollars will be spending investing in the future. No, I actually, what came out of this earnings season, especially technology earnings season, is AI is not only here, but it's actually still growing.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting is the reason the reaction may not have been so good to their earnings was just because they're saying that they're having to spend more to get different, like the graphics processing units and the data centers up and moving and all that technology, they physical technology they need to spend on to get this up and running. That's not, they have to spend on that. And that's what the market didn't like. They want to hear that
right.
The AI revenue is dropping into their bucket or splashing into their bucket more quickly than has been expected. So the market realized, hey, we're probably a little out in front in valuations for the AI and how that's playing into these companies. But so that was basically
It's a great explanation is, hey, you spend $5 billion. It's not like 3 months, $5 billion of revenue came in from the investment. It's longer term. And with that note, we'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I have dubbed it the Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. I'm sure, Connor, you have some more questions here to cover. Wow, we covered a lot. Perfect storms,
yeah.
Broncos, Japanese yen versus the U.S. dollar, Bitcoins, a lot. Yeah, no, but again, this is great because it's one thing to talk about a conceptual, oh, we can have a correction and what you should do in that period of time and you shouldn't sell.
I think we should teach like a college course.
Yes.
That could be cool.
Sunday morning.
I mean, you have more credentials in yours than I do, but you know.
You're gaining on them, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Anyways, So the next question is the Fed finally cutting rates in September?
Yeah, I think
I feel like I've said that question so many times. Are they finally cutting rates? But I think we know.
Why don't you tackle that first? Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna hear.
Sure. I think the answer is yes, because we finally got some different jobs reports and stuff that were saying like, "Whoa, hey, that was a little scary." There's a lot less jobs created. The unemployment rate ticked up a little, and has everyone kind of scratching their heads like maybe the economy is finally slowing down and we need to accommodate it a little bit. And that's kind of where the rate cuts would come in and help that. According to our fun little tool here, CME Group, that's a financial group of some sort. They have this, it's called like Fed Watch or something. They still have a pretty, they believe that we're going to cut rates definitely. And the question comes down to whether it's going to be 25 basis points or 50, which is 0.25% or 0.50. So it's almost a definite at this point. It just depends how much, I believe, right? So
So it's either going to be a quarter or for a half. Remember, we started in 2020. We brought them all the way down to zero. Fed fund rates were at zero. Okay,
actually crazy. Yeah.
Then we had 11 rate hikes that ended July of 23. That's 5.25%, 5.5% where Fed fund rates are. And you know, really, for a lot of you look at the housing market, that's kind of stuck right now. Rates are too high. Rates definitely need to come down. I think people keep knocking at the door. But when we had like the market mayhem, like we had on Monday, and you know, people just calling, "Oh, we should have an emergency rate cut." That's not good.
That's not
what the Federal Reserve is there for. It's not there to protect the market. As much as I like the market protected, let's say, but that's not the way to use it. And also the Federal Reserve, they don't always get it right. We know that. And they're obviously, we're always very critical of them. But at the end of the day, you know, they have a mandate to try to keep inflation low and also have employment. So it's a kind of difficult mandate to kind of keep going.
Yes.
But, you know, as everybody's looking at the Fed and trying to make predictions, you know, we tell our investors, you know what, try to find those companies, you know, that have a strong tailwind because of those spending that's up in technology, and try and find those companies with strong earnings, and don't get caught up in the weeds of Fed's going to do 0.25% or 0.5%. You know, it's not worth it.
Right. Right. I mean, I guess this, to some people, it does matter, you know, for the housing stuff, for like loans, stuff like that. But yeah, only these little small cuts, it takes more to really start moving companies' financials, especially the bigger ones. If you're only doing like 25 basis points or 0.25% at a time, you know.
Right. I know rates have been kind of elevated, and I've been saying, especially on like the national things that I do, and Connor, you help me work on those things where, you know, be careful what you wish for. I mean, people are like, "Oh, I hope we have 6 rate cuts this year in 24.
Oh, that'd be bad.
I'm like, "Oh, bite your tongue. That means the economy is faltering, you know." So I kind of like higher for longer for the market's sake anyway. Again, for all those sakes, you know, housing and mortgages, that's not cool. But, you know, for the market's sake, hey, you know, if you're keeping rates where they are pretty high, that means the economy is still pretty strong, pretty robust.
Yeah.
And that means companies' earnings are pretty good. But if we have like easing, a natural easing, that's fine.
Right.
But if we had a rush to 0.5%, 1%, you know, blah, 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 that's usually a company with a slower economy, and be careful what you wish for. All right. So let's tackle another
question. I just
had
a thought in my head while you're talking about that. I was trying to make an image for people. Obviously, we're only talking on audio. But we've ever been to those shows where I think it's like a circus, and these people have like these sticks, and they put them on their hands and then on their toes and their nose, and they're spinning these plates on their do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like
Fed, basically. Like, they have to consider so many different things. Like, they're like the circus person that has to spin all the plates on the sticks. That's the way I look at the Fed.
No, that's a great analogy. And again, for our listeners,
so many things
too,
to consider.
Spinning of plates, you know, it's not just about the U.S. market and the U.S. housing
market.
No. And so, you know, when they move to cut rates, then the dollar gets weaker against other currencies, and they got to factor that into it. So it's always good to play Monday morning quarterback, and I've done my fair share of Monday morning quarterback with the Federal Reserve. But certainly, it's a difficult plate to spin, or plates to spin for sure. All right, so we got time for maybe a quick 45 seconds. Quick
sure, answer. Let's just do some quick. How can you make volatility your friend rather than your foe?
Yeah, I think we covered that almost in that, you know, when market's going up, remember the market's going to be a Bronco. It's going to try to kick you off sometime. But when we have this volatility, make it your friend, you know, and actually sell into and take some profits, 20-30% of your portfolio, and leave it on the side for these rainy days. I think that's one of the best ways we can handle it. Okay.
Yeah. And also, you could just, you know, indexing is, if you can't try to pick the perfect stock, you can always try to scoop up some of an index possibly. Not a buyer, seller, anything recommendation, but that's something you could look into. And so if the whole market's going to bounce, you're getting exposure to it rather than maybe an individual name.
Wow, time goes by so fast, Don. You know, this, I always say it's my favorite time of the week to have a conversation with you and our listening audience. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.